All the other Friday nights and Saturday afternoons had built up to this one. Cheerleaders on the field in the big area between the wall of the stands and the Cowboys bench, not doing much cheering right now, almost like they were frozen in place. All those pretty girls watching along with everybody else to see how the big game would come out. Sarah Rayburn, the only freshman on the squad. She was that pretty, looking so scared and so nervous, you were afraid she might be about to cry, even with that cheerleader smile of hers locked in place. Wyatt went right back to Calvin on the next play. Fort Carson's pass rush made Wyatt work this time, flushing him out of the pocket, same kind of pressure they'd been putting on him all day. But Wyatt bought himself just enough time, scrambling to his right. Wyatt was as accurate on the run with that arm as if he had all day in the pocket and hit Calvin in stride at midfield. Clock running. Wyatt hurried everybody up to the new line of scrimmage, going with the second play he'd called in the huddle, a right sideline route to his tight end, Roy Gilley. Another strike. Roy shoved out of bounds by their strong safety. 1 minute, 1 second left. Next came the play they'd talk about for a long time in Granger, in the ice cream parlors and barbecue joints where they all grew up, where the only thing they talked about all week in those places and on the town's lone radio station was last week's game. Wyatt Cullen, number 10, in that cowboy blue that matched the blue of the Dallas